I'm a firm believer that if you haven't got mental well-being, you haven't got that yourself in that state, then I don't think the others can function. So I think a champion isn't about the wins and the losses as such, it's about being the best version of yourself. And if someone wants to become a better player, a better coach, a better pet support network as a parent, you need to look at all areas, certainly as a player and a coach. So that's where we brought those five pillars in, you know, to make sure that someone is being developed in the right way.
All right, back again here at the United Soccer Coaches Convention in Philadelphia. This is now episode 56 and actually going to be our last episode of the weekend. We're here with Oliver Berquiz with Building Champions. They've been our neighbors on Podcast Row all weekend. Great guys from the UK and doing something a little bit similar to us in terms of the holistic player development, just approaching it from a slightly different angle. So, Oliver, thank you for your time. Can you please share with us kind of your background and I guess a little bit more on what Building Champions actually is?
Yeah, Sean, thanks for having us on. Thanks for having us on, guys. I mean, we have been neighbours and it's been good to meet like-minded people. So, yeah, thanks for having me on. So, yeah, my background, I played professional soccer 19 years, retired in 2016. I had a soccer school for 14 years, which I sold in 2016. So, yeah, been in football since forever. And then last 12 months, come together with John and Kieran, partners in Building Champions. Again, great guys, great pedigree, great history and understanding of soccer to create something like really, really holistic, really special. We want to make a real impact. With John's connections to the US he's had for the last 10 years, we feel that we can really support parents, players and coaches to make, you know, it sounds a bit, you know, but make a real difference, you know what I mean? Trying to educate people in the right way. I know we share this holistic approach to things, which is Building Champions. You know, Building Champions, we've got five key areas of player personal development that we look at. Strength conditioning, powerful player, nutrition, fueling, hydration, the body effectively, performance mindset, the resilience that's needed. Kieran is a pro licensed coach. And we look at the smart player. We've got some immersive technology, VR technology we use. I know you've had a little play around with it, Sean. And so tactically helping players. And then we have a fifth pillar, mental well-being. Because I'm a firm believer that if you haven't got mental well-being, you haven't got that yourself in that state, then I don't think the others can function. So, you know, I think a champion isn't about the wins and the losses as such. It's about being the best version of yourself. And if someone wants to become a better player, a better coach, a better pet support network as a parent, then you need to look at all areas, certainly as a player and a coach. So that's where we brought those five pillars in, you know, to make sure that someone is being developed in the right way. And so that's what we're doing. And we've just recently signed a 5-year agreement with United Soccer Coaches now. So that's great for us. So we can now really get our message out there to a lot more people.
Yeah. That's cool. So you guys are approaching it more from building the online content platform first, but I know that you guys had mentioned that you were looking to maybe add the training aspect of it down the road. So I guess how far along are you on that path?
Yeah, so we create an app which allows us to. So our theory was, so we've got experts in those fields as well. So something's important. So my background, I'm qualified strength conditioning coach. I'm qualified nutritionist with Precision Nutrition, which is probably one of the most recognised in the US. But we've gone and got a dietitian that works for Kansas City Chiefs. So like nutritionists that would kick my butt on nutrition, you know. So another level up. Strength and conditioning coach won the MLS Cup with Columbus Crew, Clive Brewer. Again, another level up. So, you know, and I don't mind that. So we wanted to get the best around in, which means our community are going to get the best content, best support. But because it's an app and it's online and people can access the content, it allows people to get it really affordable. You know, I know that in US that you know, some clubs, some places, it's quite a, you know, affluent sport to play. For us, we can make sure that everyone can access our content and our programs. Then in the, you know, like satellite center, in-person centers across the US, once we start to build a community, the idea is we take experts into an area. And, you know, in an area where then we deliver content to coaches, you know, at a hub, a place, and then they can get that interaction, that support, which would be great as well, you know?
I think the one thing that really like grabbed my attention, the expert that you've kind of put in place in terms of the game intelligence or the cognitive development, is that VR technology that you're pushing forward. I know Kieran is the kind of man behind that, but can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because I think that that's like really groundbreaking type of technology.
Yeah, definitely. So the idea around that is, and let's say Kieran's built that, been building that, and it's great that we can offer that with Building Champions. It's just going to allow coaches and players to do patterns on the pitch through the immersive technology from a computer. So if it's COVID hit again, we don't want that again, or if there's a problem, it just allows it to be really accessible. It allows coaches to interact and tactically do that in real life environments, you know, but with a headset, and allows people to develop tactically.
Yeah.
And get those pictures on the pitch, which they might not see, that a training session might be missed. So a coach can actually work with a player. And then if the sessions are recorded, they can go back. You know, it's sometimes real life in games, and a coach sees a situation, stops it on the pitch, and then stops the whatever's happened on the pitch, but maybe miss something tactically and things like that. Well, it allows now that to happen, and a coach can pick up on it and can repeat, because that's tactically, that side of it's got to be repeated, you know. Yeah. how you do the structure. So yeah, that's what we can offer, and that's what we can do, and I think it's going to be really groundbreaking now in terms
Absolutely.
Of content for coaches and the players within our community.
I mean, I put the headset on our first day just to test it out, and it took me a minute to figure out what I was doing, but as soon as I did, I was like, wow, this is you know, definitely game changing. So essentially what it is it helps you develop your efficiency in scanning, you know, and seeing what's around you and making decisions, right? So, you know, it doesn't train anything physically. You're not actually receiving a ball, but you're, like you said, getting the picture in, like, how to position your body to receive, how, when to scan, how quickly to, you know, what passes to pick out, how quickly to pick them out, things like that. But then one thing that Kieran mentioned as well is...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The next step might be, or will be, recreating full games, like MLS games, Premier League games, where players can essentially put themselves in the game, in the role that they play, and replay the whole game in their head, right? And either reinforce decisions that they already made, the right decisions, or... trying out different actions and different decisions to see how that changes the outcome of the game. And I thought that was just amazing. Like, it blew my mind, because it can literally directly replace what film sessions would be for players.
Yeah, and like one of my favorite current players in world of soccer is Kevin De Bruyne at Man City. I think as a midfielder, I think he's just world class, phenomenal. So, you know, if you've got world class players and you can recreate that those match those situations from the best, and then people can learn that, like, that is just, that's phenomenal. You go straight to your position and work that out, rather than, you know, if you watch, you know, it's like if we watch a game on you know, Sky Television, and we're watching a match and we're seeing it as it's going, and you're seeing the ball, and then it might stop and it shows you the goal and the movement of the striker, but you're not seeing it all, and it's so you can. That's amazing, you know, because to learn, it's what it's about, learn from the best, and it's really important. It's going to be a huge development, I think, in player development now as it starts to evolve.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to completely change everything. It's maybe sometimes older generation coaches aren't as receptive towards, like, you know, trying new types of technologies and things like that out, but there's a lot of younger generations coaches coming up as well that, of course, are open to all that. So I think it's coming at the right time for sure, and it would only be a matter of time until it does become more of an accepted thing.
I think so. And we're not replacing, we're not trying to tell coaches what to do.
Sure.
We're facilitating, supporting coaches that these are tactical areas you can work on. This is if you're in this formation, if your player's in this position. So players can learn. Coach can implement some of the content tactically to implement with their team, so it helps them. So it's not telling them to change it. We're not going to dictate, tell anyone what to do. But if it's available and people want to access it and use it, they can. So we just want to be the facilitators of that.
Yeah.
Not telling people the right way, the wrong way.
Right. Yeah. It's a resource and it's just a piece of a player's total development. Just
definitely.
Like all the other five areas that you mentioned. Right. Each area is just as important as the next to build the complete player. So. No, it's really awesome. I mean, we're going to get a good video of us actually using the software later on. So we'll be able to put that on Instagram for you guys to, you know, briefly see what that looks like. But I think that it's definitely going to catch on. That's something that would definitely, you know, change learning for a lot of players and coaches.
Yeah, definitely. It will do. You know, and you go back to the five pillars about talking about people's development. I think what... You know, if players, you know, in your community, if you've got players in your community, or, you know, if you say you've got players, parents and coaches, you know, similar demographic to us. But, you know, if you're a player and you're a parent and you're trying to think about the areas of development, I think it's really good as well that a parent can understand what their players will need for development as well. You know, for example, a 14-year-old football soccer player doesn't cook the food themselves, doesn't go shopping. Their parents are still involved in all of that. So the parents have to be involved in the education. They have to understand how to eat well. They have to understand, and obviously, to go shopping and collect that and meal prep and things that come with it. So I think parents are hugely important in this. And if you can educate parents around the strategies, tactics to support their children, they will then eat better. And then as a family, you're eating better. So this holistic approach is you're focusing on improving, making sure your child is fueled for a match and training generally, but as a family, probably the education will help you to be healthy as a family. So again, it's like a win-win and a double win. So, you know, I implore parents, I think, to really get involved in understanding it as well. And, you know, as a family, yeah, just being in it together.
Yeah. So is soccer all you are trying to cover with Building Champions, or are you eventually looking to branch out and cover all sports, basically?
Yeah, definitely cover all sports. So goes back to what you said, we've got five areas of development. We've got experts in those five areas. Tactics, strength and conditioning in the body, nutrition, performance mindset, mental well-being are transferable in every sport.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, all that changes if we went into, when we've got a plan for tennis and other sports and you know, rugby's, I know rugby is coming to US more and more and more. I think the World Cup's going in 10 years. I'm not sure. I think it's something like that or, you know, other sports. It just means that we get an expert in tennis to deliver the smart player.
Sure.
It might not necessarily be with VR and that, but it's... and then the nutritional elements, on, you know, would slightly change for tennis on match days to maybe soccer on match days. So, again, there's just a few tweaks, but the principles remain the same, you know. If you want to progress as a sports person, whatever that is, whatever level that is, you need to condition your body, you need to eat the right things, you need to work on your mindset, you need to tactically get better, and then, you know, you need to be, you know, trying to control your emotional well-being and support that.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing how Building Champions continues to progress. We'll, you know, obviously continue to build our relationship as well, and hopefully be able to do more, you know, podcasts maybe virtually in the future, or... If you guys are ever in the U.S. again, you know, we connect that way, but or if we're in the U.K. for that matter. But, no, I think that this is definitely going to be something that we can help each other with for the long term. So definitely looking forward to continuing to collaborate with you guys and seeing where you guys take your brand. So thank you for your time,
Sean,
Oliver.
Evan, thanks. And likewise, you know, you guys are great, doing really good things. And happy, I'm looking forward to seeing your journey as well, guys, and working with you. So, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Sean. Cheers, Evan.
Thank you.